Ya se registran cerca.
We have about 9.5 million victims of the armed conflict, and slightly under than 8 million are awaiting reparation. In order to make up this historic backlog, the national government, as part of its new development plan, has set the highest goals for reparation and care for the victims as of pursuant to the new public policy. It has also increased the highest budget in history to provide care for victims. We particularly highlight to the public policy on the peace agreement. The national government, with the Congress, has updated Law 1448 on victims, heeding civil society recommendations and those made by the Commission for the Clarification of Truth. We are making progress when it comes to prior consultation with indigenous peoples and with putting in place enabling legislation in relation to indigenous peoples, Afro-Colombians, Raizales, Palenqueros, Roma, and others, in order to ensure there is appropriate reparation and that the rights of these populations who are victims of the armed conflict are met. We have been strengthening our humanitarian assistance. Between August 22 and September 23, 484,000 households, victims of forced displacement, have received services, and very many other areas in the country have benefited. And still on displacement, we've provided humanitarian assistance to 5,224,000 victims, more than 300 communities. That is over 15,000 households that is very difficult to reach, and these are mainly indigenous communities. When it comes to compensation, in 2023, we reached the highest budget ever to provide financial compensation to victims. 1.4 million victims received benefits in October alone. 53% received administrative compensation, and these were within indigenous communities, which is a 45% increase compared to averages. 337,000 plus people over the age of 54 received compensation. We have defined specific areas of activity based on particular needs of communities that require special protection, for example, Afro descendants, indigenous communities, the Roma, persons with disabilities, the elderly, young people, children, and women. And the Colombian government has been committed to lasting solutions agenda promoted by the United Nations in order to curtail forced displacement. We've been working on the basis of a roadmap to put in place.